everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with Ed Alexander. Ed is producing and engineering our show today on the other side of the glass, and we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. It's also my wedding anniversary, so a big shout out to Anne for, she doesn't want me to tell how many years, it might give away her age, but I'm going to tell anyway, 43 years of marital bliss, and married back in 1972. We are coming to you live from Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with live streaming on my website. It's buckmastershow.com, and the fine website here at KVOI, also live streaming there, kvoi.com. We have our podcasts and complete show archive. It's posted, usually the show is up within about an hour of its conclusion. We usually get it up mid-afternoon, so folks can listen 24/7 to the program anywhere in the world at buckmastershow.com. Also, we have links on the TucsonSentinel.com homepage, Inside Tucson Business, the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun, and our newest media partner is Tucson Lifestyle Magazine. That's TucsonLifestyle.com. Thank you to all those media folks for their support of our work here. We begin with a preview of this Saturday's annual Letter Carriers Food Drive for the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman joins me for the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley, do you give me a thumbs up or thumbs down? You give me a thumbs down, of course, it's Tuesday, for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. We'll find out about that. 30 minutes past the hour, animal well-being groups have made great progress in helping our four-legged friends, but there is much more to be done to make this a very animal-friendly community. In 12:45 today, we will talk with Margaret Regan. Margaret is the Tucson Weekly Arts Writer. She joins us for the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report, presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Our live line is 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Lou Medrin is with us from the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. Lou is on the live line. Lou, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm sorry about the mix-up. I was going to have you here with me in studio, but I got my days all mixed up. That's what happens when you've got a wedding anniversary on Cinco de Mayo, right, Lou?
That's absolutely what will happen.
But you are with us, and that's the important thing. And this is a big event, isn't it, coming up Saturday. It's an annual Stamp Out Hunger event. Tell me a little bit about it, Lou.
Well, Bill, this is our largest food drive of the year. It's our annual Letter Carriers Drive. It's the National Association of Letter Carriers Food Drive, and they call it the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. And every year, you know, we get together with the letter carriers. We mail out, well, the mail carriers drop off plastic bags that list the date as Saturday, May 9th. They put the plastic bags in everybody's mailbox around the city and around the county, and they also even send out a little postcard reminder. And they just ask that you put some non-perishable food items in that bag and then put it out near your mailbox, and they will pick it up all day Saturday. What they do is then they take it back to the post office. We are at the post offices all day Saturday, about 10 post offices, and we have over 500 people involved in this venture on this Saturday between volunteers and staff. We take the food in there, we sort it, we load it in semis, and then we get it all back here to the Community Food Bank Saturday evening. And last year we collected over 250,000 pounds in a single day.
Wow, that's a tremendous amount. This is a nationwide event. I guess the nationwide event is always pretty much early May, correct?
Yes, they do this every year, early in May across the country. We are one of the food banks that really participates in terms of the food bank being an active participant. A lot of the other cities that do this, you know, the post office carriers, they do all the work and then they deliver it to the food bank. Here in Tucson, we're out there with the guys with the letter carriers at all the post offices and taking in all the food as it comes in off their little mail trucks. We unload it off there and start sorting it right then and getting it loaded up.
What do you need specifically, Lou? I assume these would be non-perishable items just because you don't want to put food outside that with the warm weather.
Right. It's the non-perishable food items like pastas and cereals, any canned items, you know, canned fruit, canned vegetables, even canned meat. And I'm fortunate that this year in May, it looks like this Saturday may be in the 70s, which is a nice, nice day to do that on. Some days, boy, it is a really warm May morning and afternoon that we're working. But mainly non-perishable food items. If people can avoid putting any glass items in those bags, that'd be great, because there's so much sorting going on at the post office. We always worry about breakage. So, you know, pastas and cereals and peanut butter and canned items would be great.
So if a bag will be provided in your mailbox, but if you've got enough goods that you could fill up a couple of bags, you can use your own bags, right?
Absolutely. You can use your own bags. Whether it's plastic or paper, doesn't matter to us. We'll just take the donation gratefully.
How has it gone for you this year, Lou, at the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona? You serve not just Tucson, but really all of the southern part of the state.
Well, we're holding our own. We just know that right at this time of the year, that's why this drive is so valuable to us and so important to us, is about this time of the year is when the donations have really tapered off. We're out there working really hard to keep in front of the public to let them know. But, you know, the children are now coming home for summer vacation, and we always see a need in a request for assistance, because now parents are going to be able to, are going to have to come up with a couple of meals that the children were getting taken care of at school. So this is always a tough part of the year, and so this kind of food drive, this large food drive, really gets us in, you know, through the summer. It kind of brings in a lot of food and keeps us stocked till we get to the fall, and then we can start up again with our holiday donation drives.
How many people are you serving right now, Lou, in Southern Arizona?
Boy, Bill, I wish I had a good, accurate number. I just know that, you know, serving five counties, it's a tremendous challenge, and it just fluctuates a little bit there based on, you know, the economic, you know, well-being of each county. You know, we have to serve over 300 agencies, you know, from Safford to Ajo, all the way down to Nogales. So it's a challenge to keep all those folks, have food available for them.
If someone doesn't want to give food, can they give a monetary donation?
Absolutely. We'll always take monetary donations. We do get a lot of donations on Saturday through the food drive, but you can also always go online to donate at the Community Food Bank. Just go to communityfoodbank.org, and you can click on the Donate Now button, and you can donate that way. And as always, you know, for every dollar donated, we can distribute four meals, so that, you know, we have tremendous buying power through monetary donations.
Have there been cutbacks in the federal funding that you folks get at the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona?
Well, one of the things that we've been talking about lately is there used to be a summer meals program that we were able to provide for students out of school. And, you know, that just became way too expensive for us to do. So now it's just a federal program, and it's a challenge to keep that going, because it's just an expensive program, because you have to do it during the summer. You have to staff the school. Somebody has to be there to be able to staff that. And then there's always the food safety issues. So, you know, summer meals are important, because we know that a lot of those children don't have access to regular meals. So that's always a troubling aspect of what happens during the summer.
If someone needs food assistance, do they have to go through a lot of paperwork, Lou Medren, or is it pretty easy?
Down here at the Community Food Bank, they just need to come down with an ID and a utility bill that shows that they are a resident here. You know, because we're here mainly to help families, children, and, you know, working poor and elderly. And that's all it takes. And then you're eligible to come down once a month and get an emergency food box.
All right. The Community Food Bank will be the beneficiary from the Stamp Out Hunger, which is going to be the 2015 National Association of Letter Carriers Food Drive. Just leave a bag of non-perishable food by your mailbox before your normal delivery time on Saturday, and your letter carrier will pick up the donations. And again, monetary donations accepted by going to the communityfoodbank.org. Lou Medren, thank you very much, and good luck with Saturday's Stamp Out Hunger event in Southern Arizona.
Thank you, Bill.
Lou Medren with us from the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. We're coming up on 12:14 now on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to take our first break, then Shelley Fishman will be back with us. Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering its promises, completing 149 out of 200 intersection improvements, 48 of 80 pedestrian safety crossings, 108 of 200 bus pullouts, and 226 miles of 500 promised bike lanes. Since the 2006 voter approval of the RTA plan, some 650 projects are completed. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman, the gentleman that we recommend for all of your financial planning needs. Shelley, how is your week going, this young week going so far?
Well, it was okay until your anniversary, until Tuesday.
There we go, and I had a birthday on a Tuesday in December, and we also had a bad day, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
What is it about Tuesdays? But market's down how much right now?
Oh, let's round it to 150 points.
Yeah. We cannot seem to get that traction.
Right.
Over, what is it, 18,000?
Over that 18,000 mark and staying there. It keeps on fluctuating above and below, and it just is looking for fundamentals that justify going higher, and it's not finding them. And, you know, the stuff that you read in the press can be, I'll be kind and call it confusing. It's kind of worse than that because it's, I think, in some cases, know-nothing. You know, on a day that it's obvious that the Fed has an excuse not to raise interest rates, the market goes down because the underlying indicators that indicated that the Fed shouldn't raise interest rates were bad, either labor or manufacturing or something, and so the market goes down. On the day those indicators are really good, the market goes down because that gives the Fed potentially an excuse to raise interest rates earlier rather than later. So what is really going on is none of that. What's really going on is the fundamentals of the market right now are simply not supporting a continued upward movement that would kind of put a new floor under the current prices. The market gets skittish about going too low, and it's getting skittish about going too high.
So consequently, we are in this little no man's land.
Yeah, sideways movement is
sideways
what they call it,
movement.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, that's okay, Bill, because what's happening within that sideways movement is that certain issues, certain stocks, certain bonds, certain types of stocks and bonds are readjusting to the market fundamentals. And so what you see is things, for instance, that are very highly affected by interest rate changes are beginning to take a little bit of a hit. Stuff that is a little bit more immune to interest rate changes are firming up. So what we're seeing is kind of adjustments within the market, but the overall market is staying in a range.
There's some new language, and we've kind of touched on this before, concerning fiduciary responsibility, and this is being crafted by the Department of Labor.
Yes, and gosh knows why. but the Department of Labor has jurisdiction over retirement plans. And, you know, that makes some sense. Mm-hmm. And over the retirement plan overseer, namely ERISA. And so what the Department of Labor has been floating now, and it's got to be a year and a half, is some rules that would require people who give advice to those people who are either the supervisors of retirement plans or the individual participants of retirement plans. And interestingly, that includes IRAs, even though IRAs don't strictly fall under the ERISA rules. They've been trying to impose more standards actually, on advisors that say an advisor should take into consideration the best interests of the client rather than simply what's appropriate for the client in giving advice. And, that's been somewhat controversial. It's been controversial in my industry because any time an industry believes that rules are going to get stricter rather than looser, you know, there's this knee-jerk reaction of balking. And in addition to that, within the industry, and in an industry sub-segment is the insurance piece of the industry, not just the investment piece, but the insurance piece. And insurance licensed salespeople have always had the opportunity to sell products that insurance companies manufacture. And those are not just life insurance products, but also annuities. All annuities are sold by insurance companies, manufactured by insurance companies. And the standards for those companies and the people who hawk their products have been, let's just call it, relaxed. And in some cases, for instance, variable products do require that you have a FINRA license, but certain products within the insurance business don't require anything but an insurance license. And they're very often sold as if they were going to be investment products for your retirement, but they're really not, or they're sold by people who are not really qualified to make those kinds of advisory recommendations to clients. What the Department of Labor is trying to do here is at least say that for retirement planning purposes, that advice has to meet a certain standard, and that standard is a fiduciary standard. Now, writing those rules has proven to be very, very difficult, and the new language that now has a 75-day comment period has, you know, it does tighten up the rules, but it is almost by definition going to require that over the years that there is a kind of a base of challenge and rulemaking that goes along with these new words that really defines what we mean by the best interests of the client.
I think that should be the benchmark.
It should be the benchmark. But what does that mean?
Is best for the consumer. Yeah,
yeah. But that's you know, very often a very subjective mm-hmm. kind of evaluation. So I might think that a product is best for you, Bill, mm-hmm. but one of my competitors might think that their product is best for you. Uh-huh. And when you put those two products next to each other, it's hard to go completely apples to apples. And so there's going to be, I think, a lot of controversy over what do these new rules really mean. Now, let me make it perfectly clear for our listeners that I support this. I have always believed that there ought to be more regulation rather than less on how you can hold yourself out as an advisor mm-hmm. and what your obligations to the client really should be. And that's really consistent with, you know, being a certified financial planner, but it's also just part of who I am. You know, I really like
it's the part idea. Of ethically who
yeah,
you
exactly.
are. I mean, it's your ethical DNA.
Right.
So, and to be a certified financial planner, you have to go through testing.
Oh, testing and 18 credits you know, the test is just silly. It's this 10-hour test that you take and then 30 credit hours every 2 years that you have to stay current with. That's part of it. But the other part of it is just kind of a mindset that says your first goal should not be what's good for you as the advisor. Your first goal has to be what's right for the client. And the client needs to be encouraged always to ask the question, why is this best for me? How many products and how many alternatives did you look at before you made me this recommendation? Mm-hmm. And why did that product or that set of products not qualify while this one did? And really encouraging clients to ask those questions, because those are not easy questions to ask. You have to really feel confident in the relationship before you as a client push back to that extent. Some people do it naturally. Other people just don't.
Well, so where does this stand right now? You say there's a comment period?
Yeah, there's a comment period, and then there's going to be another draft of the mm-hmm. rules. And my guess is that we're probably 6 months to a year away from these things being implemented. And I would stress that this does not apply to non-qualified accounts, in other words, non-retirement accounts. And most financial advisors, if I'm doing business with you, I have both your retirement business and your investment business. So, you know, you need to know which hat I'm wearing, and they're going to be different hats because the Department of Labor's rules won't apply to non-retirement-based accounts. So it you know, this is a not perfect world, and this is not perfect rulemaking, but it's a step in the right direction.
And what is best for the consumer is the question that what's best for me that they're going to ask, that a customer or a client is going to ask you or should ask you probably right off the bat.
Right off the bat. They should want to know not only how I'm paid and what my background is and all of that, but how can I as a client be certain that what you are recommending, Shelley, to me is in my best interest and not in your best interest? And that's a question that every advisor should not have difficulty answering. And if they do have difficulty answering it, or you as a client sense that they have difficulty answering it, you know, maybe it's time to get up and interview somebody else.
Yeah, maybe a red flag.
Yeah.
All right, Shelley Fishman, thank you very much. Certified financial planner, and the place to reach you?
At buckmastershow.com, and then that gets me to my website, and then I return the call, and it's great.
And for folks that would like to call you, you have your direct line.
940-0884. And I'm always there, or the voicemail gets answered very, very quickly.
All right, Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
Have a great vacation.
Thank you very much, Shelley.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Hi. Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
Oh, as good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $99 per month. Plus, get your first month free. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 8/30/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Is the renaissance of downtown Tucson a model for the nation? A top UA architecture professor thinks so. We'll talk with him on Buckmaster Wednesday, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with anywhere in the world live streaming, podcasts, and our show archive, all available on my website. It's buckmastershow.com. Well, Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our Tuesday edition, where it is now almost exactly 12:34. This portion of our show, presented by our friends over in Silver City, New Mexico. So much to do, so close by. Just 3 hours east of Tucson, getting ready for the big Silver City Blues and Bikes Festival, Taj Mahal, headlining the 20th year celebration of this free Silver City event over Memorial Day. And then they have a big rodeo for all you rodeo fans. That's June 3rd through the 6th. There's lots to do this summer. You can find out about all the activities by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. That is also the place to find out about the beautiful places to stay over in that area, including Bear Mountain Lodge. Again, it's southwestnewmexico.org. Joining me now in studio on the Buckmaster Show, Barbara Brown. Barbara is the Vice President of Programs and Community Initiatives for the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Barbara, good to see you.
It's really great to see you, especially on Cinco de Mayo and your anniversary. Happy anniversary, Bill.
Thank you so much. 43 years. So how
great.
Time flies. Speaking of years, a couple of years ago, you and colleagues at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona decided it was time, and I agree it was time, to take a hard look at animal welfare issues in this community. We have many, many groups, animal rescue groups in this community, and all believe that their mission is important, and it is. Each of their groups, they do fine work. But many times we need to kind of think about bringing everybody under one umbrella.
There are lots of animal groups here, and many had not met each other. And by networking, that's where we can really make a difference. So a couple of years ago, we decided to start calling community meetings every 6 months, and we'd get to know each other. We talk about what's going on, where folks need help, and we work on efforts together, culminating in different initiatives. The last one, of course, we came and talked to you about it on the show.
You previewed it before this huge mega adoption event.
I know. Adopt love, adopt local. So two themes that we think are really important, love and local, with the overarching adopt theme. There's no reason to go and purchase an animal where you can go to the Humane Society, Pima Animal Care Center, and all these different rescues to find exactly what you're looking for.
So how did the event go at the Tucson Convention Center?
Well, it was held April 11th.
And it wasn't at the Convention Center.
At the Pet Expo Center.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It was held April 11th from 9 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day we brought together 28 rescue groups, 17 vendors that were animal related, hospital, trainer, food distribution, and 13 animal related nonprofit organizations. And this doesn't even count the groups that came in just to do a demonstration, like the County Sheriff's Department and Summit Hut. Well, we had 2,300 people come through the doors. In fact, they were lined up to get in.
Wonderful.
Which is really, really great. And I'm announcing now the numbers. We gave them 2 weeks after the event because sometimes people go into these events and they make a reservation on an animal. And if that particular rescue group requires a home visit, they have to conduct that and then do the paperwork and adopt the animal. So if they started the process at the event, we counted that too.
Mm-hmm.
136 animals went to their forever homes.
Wonderful.
95 dogs, 29 cats, one gerbil, one ferret.
One ferret.
10 reptiles, including water turtles, a boa, bearded dragons, and baby sulcata tortoises. Now, several groups actually had to run back to their facility to get more animals, which is
wonderful.
Really pretty neat. The Humane Society reported to us that it was the most animals adopted in one day at an off-site location ever. They had 45. And Pima Paws for Life, which is a great organization, their longest resident was adopted.
Great.
Yep.
That resident had probably been there many, many months.
Yes. In fact, I think over a year. So this was a really great happy ending to the story.
What have we learned from this event?
we have learned that people are really receptive to adopting, and folks would love to go and see all of these different groups in one place. You know, if you thought that possibly a beagle was an animal that you wanted, you could come and talk to the beagle folks and truly get a description about beagle personality and their needs and that sort of thing. And you might decide that's really not the best pet for you, that a greyhound would really be the best because, you know, they're just big couch potatoes.
And then if you're in an event like this, you can go from the beagle people next door to the greyhound people. Whatever.
And then you may end up with a cat.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was really great. People came and really, really lingered. Now, what was great too and made it a lot of fun is that when you checked out with your animal, so you've done your adoption papers at the booth, when you checked out, you got your first family photo. Mm-hmm. You could then get your license if it was a dog. You got a goodie bag. And then if you so chose, you could have your animal blessed.
Very nice.
It was really fun.
One-stop shopping.
That's right. We even ended the day with a wedding. Two greyhounds. It was so fun. Two greyhounds got all dressed up. They got married. They had rings. They had
the whole bit.
And they got adopted together.
Oh, that is very cool.
Yeah.
Quickly, Barbara Brown, an update on how are we doing with Pima Animal Care Center, the new facility?
Well, you know, thank you, everyone. The bond passed, much needed. And so they've actually sold their first set of bonds. They're going to sell them in segments because they may not need the full $22 million. So if they get to the point where they don't need that, they won't sell the last one or two increments. They sent out then an RFP looking for an architectural firm that had shelter experience. They got quite a lot of applications. They selected five firms to interview, and now I guess they're doing the selection process, and we're waiting anxiously for the announcement. And once that's made and those folks select a construction manager, they're going to hold public meetings because we know that there are a lot of people who have many ideas that this group is going to want to capture.
But the goal of this project to be completed by when?
Oh, gosh. I think it's October 16.
Okay.
Fast.
It's a fast track.
Yeah. Yeah. Much faster than one would think. But, you know, lives are at stake, you know, that animals come into the facility and we would love to make sure that they have a great place to stay when they're there.
And how are they doing at PACC, Pima Animal Care Center?
You know, I am so happy to tell you that the last time I spoke to someone there, which was the end of last week, they are in the high 80s, like 88% or 89%.
That's a record
in their
high
live release rate. Mm-hmm. That is a record.
Wow, pushing 90%.
Yes, and 90%, if you can maintain that consistently, that means that you're considered no kill, which is awesome. Now, the Humane Society has been there for a while, which is great and a wonderful role model. And PAC is getting there.
And the Humane Society is looking for a new CEO.
Yes, they are. Maureen has left, and so they have started the search. But in the meantime, of course, they're doing, you know, business as usual over there, which is great stuff.
And one more item, a quick update on the spay-neuter program in the zip code. I believe it's 85705.
Well, they have, gosh, I think the goal is 1,200 animals, and they're at the 900, somewhere in the 900s. It's supposed to end at the end of May, but they got an extension of a couple of months because they really want to get to that number. And this is a good time for them to be talking to people because animals that haven't been spayed or neutered, you know, there's puppies and kittens, and so this is on people's minds. And so this is a really good time to push that concept, and I think that they'll reach that goal.
Okay, and the Adopt a Love, Adopt Local, that theme really carries on through the year, and then starting up next, I assume you're going to try to make this an April event, right?
Yes, we are. And if folks would like to see lots of photos and the videos from the event, they they could go to Facebook and search for Adopt Local.
How about the happy greyhound couple? Is there a picture of them?
They're there.
Barbara Brown, thank you very much. The Buckmaster Show tries to keep all of our animal lover friends up to date with what's going on, and Barbara is a terrific source of information when it comes to animal well-being issues. Her role at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, one of her many hats that she wears, has to do with our animal friends. Barbara, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right, coming up on 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show, our every other Tuesday Arts Report, presented by Fox Tucson Theater. That is next, right after this.
Hey, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman from 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. You got bugs? They driving you up the wall? I'm telling you, you will not be sorry. You call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 886-0045. They are more than competent. They're very economical. And check this out. They're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 650 projects to date, including pedestrian safety crossings, intersection safety improvements, and bus pullouts, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, where the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, inviting all of our loyal supporters to the May 9th, second Saturday, Protecting and Preserving the Crown Jewel of the Downtown concert. The concert features the band Squirrel, who will be joined by some special surprise musical guests. Admission is free. Donations will be gratefully accepted to mitigate the cleanup and security costs associated with that graffiti vandalism. Visit foxtucson.com for more information and see the full schedule of shows and events, including Boss Skaggs, the Memphis tour at the Fox on May 12th, two screenings of the classic film The Graduate on May 14th and 15th, and Kevin Sterner and Straight Country, a tribute to George Strait, on May 16th. Let's welcome now Margaret Regan, Tucson Weekly arts writer, to the Buckmaster Show. Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. And, of course, Andy Warhol, one of the iconic artists, American artists of the later part of the mid to late 20th century. We don't normally think of his photography, though. That's not usually what first comes to mind.
Yeah, that's right. This show at the University of Arizona Museum of Art is quite interesting because they actually were given a gift from the Andy Warhol Foundation. They've been doing that at giving artwork of Warhol's to regional museums with the stipulation that they exhibit it. It's a way of keeping, you know, interest in Warhol alive. But what they're giving out mostly is Polaroid photos. So in this show, there are a lot of those Polaroid photos that he was very well known for. But also, a lot of his work is photography-based. People don't quite realize, you know, all those pictures. Like, we have one in this show of Queen Elizabeth. He would take other people's photographs of famous people and then rework them as a screen print, kind of convert them into a screen print and add colors. So it's quite interesting to see what he was able to do with photography. But the biggest surprise for me was that he has these beautiful little black and white landscapes and cityscapes, little black and white photographs that are just in that whole tradition of beautiful photography. One picture of Union Square near where his famous factory was, you know, the factory where he used to hang out with what he called his superstars. Outside, in this photograph, it's a beautiful snow-covered square with bare trees sticking up through the white. So I thought it was really interesting to see his preoccupation with beauty because we think of him as such a rebel.
Where did the inventory for the show come from? Was some of this at the University of Arizona Museum of Art already?
Yeah, well, they got it a few years ago. And in fulfillment of the gift, you know, they're exhibiting it now. A lot of it is from there. A part of the show that's much racier is derived from the collection of Doug Nielsen, who's a very intrepid collector here in Tucson. He's a professor of dance at the U of A, very innovative professor of modern dance. But ever since he was a young dancer, he has also collected contemporary art. So he rounded out this show with his holdings, which are a kind of an unknown part of Warhol. They're called the sex parts, screen prints. The series of six very explicit gay male sexual images that were not well known to the public. The curator says that back in the day, when that was more shocking, even Warhol didn't exhibit those publicly, and they were just sold to private collectors. And even today at the University of Arizona Museum of Art, they have it behind a panel and a warning sign that, you know, minors are not allowed in there.
So getting back to the work that he did with the small 35-millimeter camera in the late 70s and 80s, I guess he would just wander the streets of New York doing these landscapes.
Yeah, absolutely. And who knew, right? I mean, none of us are accustomed to seeing them. And I was astonished at sort of the classical composition in these things. I mean, he was a trained artist. He went to art school. And I love, one of them reminded me of a famous painting by Thomas Aikens, an artist who's beloved in my hometown of Philadelphia, The Swimmers. It shows Warhol, I don't know where he was when he found this creek, but people standing on rocks in the creek. And it just has this sort of timeless look of humans and nature and water. So, yeah, he was doing that kind of stuff with this little camera. So I made the declaration in my article that the most shocking part of this show is how old-fashioned Warhol is. You don't usually think of him in that light, but, you know, in the years that came after Warhol, there are a lot of people who, you know, there was the school of bad painting and kind of ugliness and cartoon kinds of work, but he was attracted to the more classical beauty. Even the picture I wrote about, you know, Queen Elizabeth turned into a day-glow screen print. It's very elegant. You know, it's her as a younger woman looking quite regal, and then he's painted her all sort of pink and rose and turquoise, but in kind of a way to honor her and, you know, the beauty of her queenly demeanor. So I said in my story, you know, you would think the most shocking part would be these sexual images, but for me, it was shocking to think about him as kind of an old-fashioned landscape artist. I mean, of course, he did the Polaroids, too. He was well-known for that, and it's fun to see the Center for Creative Photography lent one of those old-fashioned Polaroids. They were big, clunky-looking.
They were, weren't they? I remember those.
Yeah.
This show is up through June 14th, and that's Tuesday through Friday. Their hours noon to 4 p.m. On Saturday and Sunday. They're closed on Mondays.
Right.
And people who have not been to the UA Museum of Art really are missing something. They've got a great inventory of art at the UA Museum of Art. Some complain it's difficult to reach, but it's at Speedway and Park.
Yeah, and there's a nice parking garage right there. You just go under the tunnel and you're right there. You just sort of have to know where it is.
You also are writing about, I think it's in the current issue, right? The music preview that's going to be running?
Yeah, well, both of these pieces will be in the current issue of the Tucson Weekly, the Art Review. And yeah, then I previewed an Irish music concert. I know you and I share our Irish heritage, Bill.
We do.
I believe we even share a last name.
We do.
Your mother's maiden name is Regan.
That
right?
is correct. Yes, Regan, R-E-G-A-N, same spelling as your last name.
We are cousins of the old sod. So, I always love writing about Irish music. And, you know, Don Guest is a promoter here in town that he's with InConcertTucson.com, and he brings all these wonderful little Celtic and Irish shows to town, and really have to give him a shout out for continuing on. It's not an easy job.
He's got one Saturday, or excuse me, Friday. This Friday.
This Friday night. Yeah, it sounds really fun.
Uh-huh. Berger Performing Arts Center, a nice venue out on West Speedway, and the group is it Runa?
Runa, and Runa. I wasn't able to find out where that name comes from. I'm guessing it might be an Irish word. This is an interesting bunch, and we've been seeing more of these lately. I think of it as the Celtic diaspora. You know, we have two guys from Ireland, traditional Irish musicians from Ireland, somebody from Montreal, somebody from Kentucky, and somebody again from my hometown of Philadelphia, from the big Irish community there. And you're seeing more of these bands where, you know, you're looking at, well, what happened to Irish music when it crossed the Atlantic with the immigrants? And this group is interesting because the three women in the band, the ones from the New World, they all had classical musical training. One actually sang opera in Italy. The other two were classical violinists and classic percussionists, but they also embraced Irish music. And one is from Kentucky, and she's now living in Nashville, and she sometimes performs at the Grand Ole Opry. She's the fiddler. So they said that their latest album has some strains of Americana in it and, you know, an Appalachian sound.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So, but again, they do the traditional Irish, and I'm one who I'm kind of an old-fashioned conservative traditionalist in many ways.
Margaret, thank you so much.
Okay.
Great to talk with you. Margaret Regan, Tucson Weekly Arts reporter, writer, and her two pieces talking about the music and the Warhol exhibition at UAMA are in the Tucson Weekly issue that will be coming out in a day or so. The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on Buckmaster is sponsored by the Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Boss Skaggs on May the 12th. Then Saturday, May 16th, the Fox welcomes Kevin Sterner and Straight Country, a tribute to George Strait. The evening showcase hit after hit from an amazing list of 61 songs. That's coming up at the Fox. You can visit foxtucson.com to purchase tickets to Boss Skaggs May 12th. the classic film The Graduate on May the 14th and 15th, and Kevin Sterner and Strait Country, a tribute to George Strait, on May 16th. A lot going on at the Fox Theater. This portion of our Buckmaster Show is presented by Perfection Auto Works. Thank you, Mike Emery, and your team of really top-notch mechanics at Perfection Auto Works for giving the people of Tucson a great choice when it comes to fixing their foreign and domestic cars right over there at 1046 North Beverly, one block south of Speedway, 323-8650, and of course on the web at perfectionautoworks.com. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4, Mike Shaw hosting that show, produced by Ray Allen. And then we get our local talk going again, cranked up tomorrow morning, bright and early from 6 to 8, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, and The Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9. Those shows produced by Ed Alexander, who will be back with me for the midweek edition of Buckmaster at 12:04. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.